Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
So this past weekend saw the 39th edition of the Herald Cycle Tour, rated by many as one of the top classics on the sporting calendar, amongst other well-renowned events in the country. The 39th edition took place in Nelson Mandela Bay, Addo, and in Summerstrand, Gqeberha. Nearly 3,000 riders and almost 10,000 spectators across the mountain bike and road race events. The runner-up in the road race event is someone who's taken part in this race many, many times. And she came in sub 3 hours over 106 Ks. Kelsey von Skoor, morning. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm good. And you? Thanks for having me.
Only a pleasure. Congratulations. Second place isn't too bad.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy with it. It was such a great event. Organizers did a wonderful job at putting on a show. And yeah, it was really good out there.
All right, just looking at the time here, 2 hours, 54 minutes and 46 seconds. How does that rate with your very best time?
I think this one was actually my best time. It was pretty hard to actually get because we were only three in a breakaway, so we weren't even in a big group. Yeah, we did a lot of hard work on the front, pushed big numbers, but yeah, super happy to come in sub three. The race itself was good. We were a very small peloton of ladies, but very strong ladies. There was an attack that I did pretty early on going past the fire station on Bokkelsfontein Road. And then other athletes jumped on and they counter-attacked me and three of us got away. And then we pretty much rolled together and raced together until just before Maitland's when a rider got away. And then it was just me and the third place rider racing together. And we like worked together towards the end.
Kelsey, you've done this race many, many times, not just the 106K, but you've done the 55K pursuit race as well. What makes it special?
It's really special to have a race done on hometown roads. It's also really great to have full road closure and the whole town to come out and support the event.
Conditions, wind, the notorious PE wind, was that a factor?
We actually had such a good day out. There was no wind whatsoever. Beautiful weather. Sunny, quite really warm near the end.
Tell me, when you enter a race like this, is it with the intention to win? I mean, you're a competitive racer, but the Herald Cycle Tour, do you enter with the intention of I want to win this, or is it I just want to put a good time?
I never actually enter a race with the intention to win. Okay. My number one goal going into any event is firstly to have fun and just enjoy the vibe, enjoy the atmosphere, and enjoy just being on the bike. And winning is just a byproduct of that. So this race I went into with the intention of just having fun. And yeah, I got all set on the start line, like, what is my goals? And I said my goal is just to have fun and enjoy being out there.
So mission accomplished.
Yeah, definitely. The vibe at that event was amazing. Like, you're riding and then you have all these people on the sidelines just spectating from the sides that don't even, like, do cycling. And they're screaming and shouting. And it was pretty cool.
Advice for someone who's thinking of starting or is a beginner in the sport, how do they become strong competitive riders?
Yeah, like don't be scared, grab a bicycle, go to any of the local bike shops and chat. They know when all the group rides happen. There's multiple group rides that happen, roads, mountain biking, throughout the week, and they're very open and welcoming.
Cycling ambitions, your cycling career, where to next? What goals do you still have?
That's quite a difficult question to answer because I don't really plan that well in advance. I just see an event and I'm like, okay, I want to do that one. At the moment for this year, I want to try go to eSport Worlds again because I did quite well there at the end of last year. I finished 12th in the world. And then we'll see what happens with the calendar for the rest of the year.
We've got Brad Guveris joining us now. He was runner-up in the men's category at the Herald Cycle Tour this past weekend. And what a tight finish in the men's race. All three podium finishers clocked the exact same time. Brad, that close. Morning. Well done.
Hey, Darren. Thanks so much for having me. It was quite a tight time sprint, I won't lie. Coming into the finish, a little smaller group of us slipped away with about 10 kilometers to go. Up until that point, it was quite a sizable bunch. And then, yeah, coming to the finish, we had about 8 of us go for the line, and I went first. I took my chance and I tried to go from quite far, and unfortunately I might have just mistimed it and I ran out of steam with about 50 odd meters to go, and Hunter managed to come over me. But regardless, it was still a good race, and I'm happy with the result.
So you were second. Hanro Geldnys winning. He defended the title that he won last year. Wynand Hofmeyr third. And all of you, 2 hours, 25 minutes, 41 seconds. That's moving.
Yeah, so apparently we set the course record. It's the fastest ever edition of the Herald Cycle. So to be honest, I didn't even know that. But yes, it was an extremely aggressive race. So very few times where we actually did the racing become negative. So that probably accounts for the really fast pace of the race.
The significance of the race, it's grown in popularity. We managed to cordon off all the roads. The cyclists really, really have the best of conditions. And the people come out to cheer. It's a special event, no?
It is. It's extremely special. And I think the weather we had this year was absolutely pristine. I will maybe be a bit biased here, but I must say the Herald Cycle Tour is probably one of the greatest races we have in this country. It sort of offers everything. We have some of the best roads in South Africa that we race on. It offers a bit of climbing, some really fast sections. So it really is, it's always been a special race, and I think it always will continue to be.
Going forward, you and your racing career, what's next? What goals and ambitions do you still need to tick off?
Yeah, so obviously I'm getting a bit older now. I know I'm still considered a youngster, but in the terms of cycling, you know, I am getting a bit older. I've just turned 27 now.
Wow.
So for me, you know, I'm not really a professional anymore. I still want to compete at the highest level in South Africa, but I work full day now. But one of my big goals is definitely I want to win the Herald before I sort of give up racing at a higher level. I would like to try go to Africa Championships on the track to try win a title there, because I've never ever won an African Championship title. And then obviously the big one as well is the Cape Town Cycle, previously known as the Argus. I would like to try my best to get a podium in that at some point.
Final question for you. The sport of cycling, it's grown in popularity in recent years, as we've said. Is it in a healthy place in South Africa at the moment, as you see it?
It's a bit of a difficult one, I must be honest. I think in terms of mountain biking seems to be growing very, very fast. Railroad cycling seems to be plateauing, if not declining a little bit, which is unfortunate because it really is. It's a beautiful sport. I think just due to potentially our economic climate that we are in, we might be struggling a little bit to be able to organize these big events. So, yeah, once again, I'd like to just say congratulations to, you know, the Herald themselves for putting this event on and keeping it going year after year. We know it's extremely difficult, but everyone does appreciate it. So, yeah, like I say, it's quite a difficult one to answer that. In certain sections, yes. On the road, to be honest, I feel it unfortunately is going downhill.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.